ahead and call us into order to the 6th Osage Nation Congress. This is our Zijo session. The date is September the 12th, 2018. The time is 10:04 a.m. We are on day 8. First item on the agenda is prayer. Congressman Mason, would you say a morning prayer for us, please, sir?
Almighty Father God, we come this morning and we say thank you again for the blessings that you have given us, a breath of life this morning. Thank you for the seasons that we have experienced, Father God, and as we get into this day of decision making and concerns and the business of our government, Father God, of our Osage people. We ask that you guide us, Almighty Father, in our hearts and on our minds. Our eyes to see and our ears to hear one another and our hearts to open up and the words that we express will be clean and clear for the benefit of our people, for the goodness of our people, the goodness of our nation, Father God. Be with our chief, our assistant chief, and all at this table, Almighty Father, and those in the gallery and those listening, Father. Be with each and every one that has concerns here or there. Whether it be within themselves or somebody close to them. Take care of their needs, Father God. So we come and we petition you and we ask you for your divine guidance. And that's what we do at this time, at this moment. In the name of your Son, Jesus, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Congressman. Next is roll call.
Congressman Dick Horse.
Present.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Present.
Congresswoman Goodfox. Congresswoman Lemon.
Present.
Congressman Maker.
Here.
Congressman Mason.
Present.
Congressman Potts.
Present.
Congresswoman Pratt.
That's you.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Present.
Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Here.
Speaker Walker.
Here.
Assistant Chief Redcorn.
Present.
Congresswoman Goodfox did know the clerk and I that she had a family emergency and would be absent today. Next item on the agenda is approval of the journal. Please review the journal from yesterday. Congressman Big Horse.
Without objection, motion to approve the minutes as presented.
Okay, we have Congresswoman Pratt has her hand up like she may have found something. Congresswoman Pratt.
One correction on page 5, it says 8:30 p.m. to 9:45, should be a.m.
Pardon me?
Page 5, it says 8:30 p.m. to 9:45 a.m.
Chair would entertain a motion to approve the journal as amended.
So moved.
Second.
Motion It's been made by Congresswoman Pratt, seconded by Congressman Big Horse. Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no. Okay, the amended journal is approved. We're now on reports of select committees. Are there any select committees to report? Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Excuse me. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members of Congress, the Appropriations Committee met yesterday, September 11th, and considered Bill Number ONCA 1854, an act to authorize and appropriate $850,000 to the Treasury Office from the retained revenue fund to pay expenses of Baker Tilly and the debts identified by it as incurred on behalf of Osage LLC, its subsidiaries, and Tallgrass LLC, which are due and owing as of the effective date of this act, and to continue, and to contract for a monitor and to establish an alternate effective date. Edwards is the sponsor. And the final committee action was due pass with amendments, voting yes, Whitehorn, Potts, Big Horse, Edwards, Good Fox, and Stapler. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other select committees to report? Seeing none, we are now in reports of standing committees. Are there any standing committee reports? Okay, I don't see any. We're now on introduction of bills and resolutions. Are there any bills or resolutions to be read in? Seeing none. Agenda item 7 is bills and resolutions on first reading. Seeing none. We're now on General Order Day 1, second reading. Congresswoman Edwards.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you. I'm reading in ONCA 1835, an act to authorize and appropriate $500,000 to the Burial Assistance Fund and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you, Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members of Congress, I'm reading ONCA 1844, an act to provide an appropriation to the judicial branch of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2019 in the amount of $551,737 and to establish an alternate effective date. May I continue? Also, I am reading ONCA 1846, an act to provide an appropriation to the Minerals Council of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2019 in the amount of $240,041 and to establish an alternate effective date. Thank you.
Thank you. Morning. Reading in ONCA 1856, an act to provide an appropriation to the Minerals Council of the Osage Nation in the amount of $176,050 and to establish an alternate effective date. I'll go ahead and point out, as Congresswoman Edwards did the other day, I might need to change the heading, so you guys might help me remember to do that. Agenda item 9 is General Order Day 2, where amendments may be proposed. First resolution is ONCR 1824, a resolution to clarify the series of events leading up to the filing of Pratt versus Nolan, CV-2017-01, to state that relief sought by Pratt versus Nolan, CV-2017-01, has not been rendered, and to clarify for posterity the course of actions taken by the Osage Nation Congress. The sponsor is Congressman Potts. Are there any amendments to be proposed to this resolution? Congresswoman Edwards.
Page 4, line 166, insert 32. The Osage Nation Congress has expended over $25,000 in attorney fees in furtherance of resolving a dispute in the Osage Nation courts over the propriety of executive branch spending without appropriation, which now cannot be recovered.
Second.
Okay, there's a motion and a second. Are there any other amendments to be proposed? Congresswoman Edwards.
Page 4, line 171, strike lines, let me make sure that's right. Line 173, strike lines 173 to 177, and insert the Osage Nation Congress publishes the series of events in the spirit of transparency and accountability to the Osage people.
Second.
Motion and a second. Are there any other amendments to be proposed? Okay, seeing none, on CR 1824 will be on tomorrow's agenda on General Order Day 3, where amendments will be voted on in the order received. We are now on motions and notices. Are there any motions and notices? Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Commerce Gaming and Land meets today, 3 p.m. till 5 p.m.
Thank you. Congresswoman Edwards.
Government Ops meeting continues today from 1 to 2:50.
Thank you. Congressman Maker.
Education meeting meets tomorrow, 8:30 a.m. sharp.
Thank you. Congressman Potts.
Membership committee will meet immediately following session today.
Okay, thank you. Congresswoman Edwards.
I'd like to notice the Congress that at the end of next week, I would like to put the rules that are up for consideration that we discussed in the first session. So next Friday, make that motion. Give everybody time to look at them again.
Appreciate that notice. I will point out that a lot of times we have rules that are stuck in front of us and we're asked to vote on them in one day. I think by noticing the Congress, it gives everyone ample time to read up on the rule changes and be ready to vote next Friday. Thank you for that. Any other motions or notices? Congressman Tillman.
Thank you, Speaker. Just an announcement that our budget analyst, Megan Sneed, will be joining us beginning Monday, the 17th, for her first day. I don't know if we want to do anything to welcome her or anything special, but she will be here reporting bright and early at 8 o'clock on Monday morning. That will be our congressional budget analyst.
Congresswoman Whitehorn, thank you. Second speaker.
Yes.
That's trial by fire for a budget analyst entering in on the third week of session. I'm sorry, I just had to say it.
You may not be here long.
It's like, here you go.
Okay, we're at adjournment. Congresswoman Edwards.
Due to adjourn until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Second.
Motion to adjourn until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning by Congresswoman Edwards, seconded by Congressman Bighorse. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no. We're adjourned.